Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I almost went to jail this morning, just about an hour ago, on my way into work. I'll be telling you that story coming up in the next segment. We are live. It is Thursday, the 23rd day of September 2010. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have a very well-respected historian that the AP, Reuters, London Independent, The Guardian, and others are reporting on from the Chinese government's own annals. Frank Decotter will be joining us from Rome. Has written a new book about Mao Zedong killing 45 million people in 4 years alone. Now, on record, the CIA put him into power. That's now declassified in 1949. On record, they even brag about it on the History Channel. And, of course, he killed tens of millions after he got warmed up killing the 45 mil. We're all trained how to worship government and lick the boots of the police. And we've been trained in America to be slaves, basically. And that's why our republic is being imploded right now. So I thought we'd look at Mao Zedong, who was the model for this corporate world government, in the words of David Rockefeller in 1976 in the New York Times. We went to the microfilm to pull up that article. That's actually in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And then we've got Judith McGeary. They've got this Food Safety Act that'll basically shut down family farms and ranches. They're trying to pass this week. She'll be joining us from Texas. She's a lawyer and farm owner. She was going to be on a few days ago, but her husband got attacked by hornets and had to go to the hospital. So she'll be, he's better now. She'll be joining us coming up in the third hour of radio broadcast today. I've got enough adrenaline flowing through me right now to fuel 15 or 20 stampeding elephants, because I saw for my own eyes the death of this country about an hour and 10 minutes ago yet again. The strange thing was I went and visited some family that lives out in Lakeway, stayed there last night. I went for a jog this morning and said bye to my wife and children. And I was just thinking about talking about the police state today and the culture of living in a tyranny, and how the system is passing laws to make common people criminals so they can basically incarcerate us all or get fake convictions against us to put us into the system. But then the big criminals, the central banks, the Ken Lay types, most of the time get away with the real crimes that are going on. And I thought about how anywhere I am in the United States now, police come over and shake my hand. They're waking up every time I'm downtown eating. Every time police stop their cars or stop their bikes or their Segways and come over and say, we appreciate what you're doing. But then we see all these videos of police out of control around the country, and we wonder what's the separation there? You know, why are we seeing these two different polar opposites? And I know why. They are training and encouraging thugism and thuggish behavior and intimidating the people, and they are promoting thugs. I've seen this over and over again. I know one of my friends who is paralyzed from the chest down. The cops pulled him over. They said, what are these hand controls? He said, I'm paralyzed. They said, no, you're not. Get out of the car. He said, well, my wife's got to get the wheelchair out of the back. I can't walk. And the cop pulled him out, beat him up, and then that cop got promoted to being a commander. And it was basically the same thing this morning. When I saw the checkpoint, or whatever it was, I was trying to find out, in a neighborhood, I pulled over into a side street. I got out politely, put on my most charming demeanor, and I'm going to go through it word for word for you. I've written notes here of exactly what happened, blow by blow. And this state police officer walked up to me with total hate, because to him, I'm a blood bag. To him, I'm a T-bone steak. I am here to provide his paycheck and to provide his ego a power trip, and nothing more. And I've had a lot of trouble controlling myself. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just-released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's no longer denied the United States is listed by major universities as the sixth most oppressive police state in the world. Naked body scanners are now going mobile, not just the airports. They are saving your naked body's images. They are bathing you in radiation. The feds have now deployed 500 high-powered radiation vans that look right through your walls, violating the Fourth Amendment. Israeli companies and others are on record nationwide, hired by Homeland Security to spy on Tea Party groups, land rights groups, Second Amendment groups, forming dossiers on citizens. There are now criminal investigations in states like Pennsylvania. The head of state Homeland Security has been missing for 2 weeks, hiding since this broke. It is all completely illegal. Foreign banks have taken over the United States. They've stolen at least $28 trillion in the last 2 years, according to Bloomberg. The country is completely bankrupt. They have tripled the number of police, and they are trying to train them that the American people are their enemy. Now, I'm going to get into all the financial news, all of the political news, everything that's happening. Listeners yesterday made news again. You did it. I salute you. You made the search term dealing with President Obama and the fact that they may stage an attack or let terrorists attack as a pretext to get more control and win the election. We have White House officials and advisors saying a terror attack would help them. We have the former head of Homeland Security, Governor Ridge, writing a book admitting that Bush issued fake terror alerts for political aims. You made that the number one and number two search engine terms. CNET News picked it up. Many other newspapers and publications publication. CBS picked it up. Good job. Hundreds of thousands of additional people are now reading Paul Joseph Watson's powerful article, Will Obama Force America to Absorb a Terror Attack to Save His Presidency? So great job to the listeners. We have a historian coming on with new evidence of just how many people Mao Zedong killed in the next hour. I'll probably be listed as anti-government by the state police for criticizing Mao Zedong, their hero, I guess. But that is all coming up as well. Then we'll talk to Judith McGarry, lawyer and farm owner, who is extremely prominent and heads up farmandranchfreedom.org, dealing with this legislation to further shut down farms and ranches nationwide. Federal regulations have been passed for $15 million fines for garage sales. They are trying to pass laws for $5,000 fines for growing tomatoes in your backyard. Total hell is being released on the American people as they try to break our back and train us that we're slaves. Now, let me get into what happened this morning. I didn't stay at my house last night. I was visiting family out in Lakeway. We stayed out there last night. I got in the car to come into work. And I was driving around in a neighborhood, and saw five, six, seven, it was probably about seven, I didn't have time to count them all, squad cars, state police squad cars. And they had one of those little tents set up on the side of the road. And I turned into a neighborhood and parked by somebody's driveway. And I walked up and I politely said, "Hey, how you doing, troopers? What's going on?" Because, again, I wanted to see. And, of course, my iPhone, I checked it as I pulled up. It was out of batteries. It's an old one, so the batteries burn out. It only takes a charge for about 45 minutes. It was dead, or I would have taken photos with it or recorded audio to document what was going on. But I just pulled over, and I do this all the time. One time I saw a bunch of police and news on 360, and I pulled off at a restaurant, walked over. The police, Austin police, didn't run up and get in my face, and I talked to the media. And I said, what's going on? Very politely. And they said, somebody keeps turning the gas on in the neighborhood and turning the gas off. And they actually didn't, hey, can we get a quote from you about what you think of this? So I was on the local news. Some folks saw that earlier this year. But I do that all the time. If I see a police checkpoint, whether it's on I-35 or in a neighborhood, it's been ruled by the Supreme Court and state courts that it's illegal. And I pull up and walk over and I ask questions, and I'm polite. I stay back at a distance and say, hey, they come over, what's going on? And usually they don't treat me like a slave. They treat their boss, the citizen that pays their bill. I've had cops tell me, oh, no, I pay taxes too. I pay my salary. No, the government takes two private sector jobs for every government job. Get it through your head. Okay. We pay your salary and you know it. Okay. So there's this arrogance, kind of like Obama's aunt saying, I'm an illegal alien and you owe me welfare. You owe me citizenship. It's this arrogance. So I'm going to go through exactly what happened. Then I'm going to walk through how this affects everybody. And I was already going to talk about this today. It's funny this happened. So I'm driving down this side street by a neighborhood, a little two-lane road, and there's all these state police milling around. And it looked like what I saw a few months ago when I went to Schlitterbahn in New Braunfels. And we had booked it again, a little motel there to take my kids. But it was such a police state, I canceled it. And I said I was going to cancel it. And I probably won't go back to Schlitterbahn because the police are so bad down there. But, of course, you can't run. I mean, they're putting it in everywhere. But I noticed every day that when people were getting off the river, the police were taking photos of them. They had tents set up. They were taking people to jail. And I drove through one of those, and my inspection sticker was out. I hadn't noticed it. Pulled me over, gave me a ticket, whatever. But the issue is the illegal aliens can drunk drive. They're above the law. The police are told, leave them alone. So, again, I'm the mark. I'm the citizen that deserves all of this. So it looked like one of those checkpoints. I knew the state police were trying to put them in place again in the state of Texas. So I pulled down a side street about 60, 70 yards down. Even thought about it. I said, well, you know, this is mailboxes and people's houses. I can park here. I knew they might try to say I was parked illegally, you know, any way to get you in their system. That's why they pass laws, $15 million fines for garage sales. It's about, you know, $5,000 fines for tomatoes being grown in your backyard. It's about getting you in the system. That's what tyranny is. And I walk up, and there's all these state police officers standing around, probably six, seven, eight, nine, maybe more, but that's just who I could see. They were By the way, they were parked out in the road. They weren't even parked all the way on the shoulder. So it's a two-lane road, and people were having to stop because you couldn't drive two cars down the road because the state police were all parked haphazardly halfway in the road. You see this all the time. It's almost like it's their enjoyment to block traffic and train you, the slave, that they can do whatever they want. But I walk up politely, and I'm about 30 yards away, and they say, "What do you do? You know, what do you want?" And this state police officer starts walking over to me, and he literally was about as tall as Yosemite Sam. Folks, I'm 5'10". I'm not into how tall you are, how big you are, but there is that Napoleonic complex, and the feds have admitted they've written handbooks to hire police now with only under 100 IQ, and they like to hire short ones. This is on record, who have a Napoleonic complex. You'll notice most of the commanders now are barely pushing 5 feet because they got something to prove. And this guy who literally looked like Yosemite Sam, I mean, he was so little, I thought he was a munchkin because I'm not big, and he came up to my chest. I mean, I had like a foot on him. Yosemite Sam comes up, and I said, "How you doing?" And he said, "Who are you?" Like a drill instructor. "Who are you?" And I said, "Oh, I'm Alex Jones." He didn't know who I was. I said, "I'm Alex Jones." And I was still being nice. And I said, "Hey, what are you guys doing? Is this a checkpoint?" And he goes, "None of your business. Get out of here." Just pointed his finger at me and showed his teeth. I mean, how dare a scumbag citizen think this is a free country? You don't talk to a king, a savior, a lord. He said, "Get in your car and get out of here." And I said, "Well, you're not being very nice." And I said, "I just walked over here and politely asked you what you're doing." And he said, "None of your business." I said, "Get out of here." And he said, "You're parked illegally." And I looked back and knew I wasn't. But here he was. This is tyranny, the nature of tyranny. And he was looking like I was about to get scared. And I said, "Why don't you take me to jail and show me I'm your slave?" And then he kind of went, starts putting his hand on his gun. I said, get out of here. Get out of here. And more of the state police start coming over, and some of them are smiling and looking. Obviously, some of them knew who I was. And I said, "I'm going to go." But I said, "This is why America's dying and falling apart, because you're on a power trip." And I said, "I knew when I came over here you were going to treat me like this. And I was as polite as I could be to you. But I said, you listen and you tune into this radio frequency, the local station we're on. I said, you tune in 1 hour from now." And I got in my car, and boy, they were there getting my license plate and reading it and smiling at me. They love their database. They love it. They love the control. No, it was so good. And then once I got out on Main 620, here came a sheriff's department car. I guess they called in, and he got right behind me and were following me. And I was trying to get my phone charged and finally got it working and called Jaron, because I had a, in-car charger. Finally got it to boot up. And I said, "Jaron, you know, who knows what's going to happen to me?" But they left me alone. But they followed me all the way down 620. All the way down 620. Just let me know, listen, you don't get uppity with us. It's like that movie Ants, where the grasshoppers are sitting around. They go, "We got all this food, boss. You know, why are we going back to fight with those ants? We don't need them to be our slaves." And he said, "Those puny little ants outnumber us 1,000 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, it's over for us." And so I'm talking to Jaron this morning. He goes, "Well, guess what happened to me?" He's taking some folks to the airport at 4 a.m. this morning. He pulls in to gas up, and he goes in to get a Gatorade, and this guy's trying to break into his car. He goes out and starts yelling at him, saying, "Stop." The guy starts trying to attack him. Jaron knocks him out, yells at him for about 3 minutes. Knocks him out. After the guy swings him a couple times, and Jaron, they missed him. A thug missed him. And then Jaron knocked him out, punched him in the nose. And the police pull up a few minutes later when the guy's, getting up off the ground. And the first few police show up, and then it's a female cop, and the guy gets up and starts charging her. So she pulls her taser out. He's clearly whacked out of his mind on drugs. And then another cop pulls up and goes, "Yeah, I heard you screaming and saw that going on." They were right by the access road. One cop saw it and just kept on driving, because it wasn't an old lady he could pull over and make a little money off of. No, it was a guy being attacked in a parking lot at 5 a.m. after dropping friends off at the airport. So there you go. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk to Officer, Sergeant Baker. I forgot part of the story.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all-organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Guys, order another round because we're staying here. Yeah, what was I thinking going back to East Island? I mean, we just got here and we have more than enough food to get us through the winter, right? Why go back?
But there was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss, they're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
Dumps a million grants on them. Wants them.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those...
Upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And that's from A Bug's Life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. So, a puny little ant saw what appeared to be a checkpoint. I didn't know. They may have been doing something else. But it looked like other checkpoints I've seen. I politely park, walk over, wait for one of my kings, my lords, my owners, to walk over, and I politely say, "Hi, trooper, how you doing? What's going on out here? Who are you?" "Well, I'm Alex Jones." "Get in your car and get out of here." And just, he looked crazy. He's showing his teeth at me. "Get in your car and get out of here," pointing his finger at me. And I knew that was what was going to happen. I was hoping it wouldn't happen. I was hoping he'd be a good human being and a guardian of liberty, but he's just a midget on a power trip. A guy in a John Wayne outfit who's no John Wayne, out there in his John Wayne costume, Yosemite Sam. Yeah, that'll be the new name of Sergeant Baker, is Yosemite Sam. Sergeant Yosemite Sam. State police officer who, I guess, writes tickets to old ladies all day and licks the boots of illegal aliens. You know, we know they let them go. And they run from the border when they get shot at by the Mexican troops and cartels. But, hey, wouldn't you if you had the American cows to milk? I'd forgotten that part of the story. Right before I turned to leave, as he was saying, "You get out of here right now, just enjoying that power. You slave, you don't ask me anything. You get out of here." I looked at his name tag, but his badge number was covered up. They always have some new little excuse or someone they're remembering to cover up the badge number, which is a violation of state law. It's the religion to break the law for these people. But they're the good guys. They get to, you know, do whatever they want. And I said, "So it's Trooper Baker." And he said, "It's Sergeant Baker. Now," I said, "get out of here. It's none of your business." And he was thinking, "Your only business is to pay my check and build up my ego when I pull your wife and kids over, boy." He didn't say that, but I remember driving down 37 4 or 5 years ago, going to Port Aransas to do some fishing with my wife and children. And my two children at the time, now I have three, were asleep in the back, all belted in with their little blankets on them. And these two state police pull us over for going 5 miles over the speed limit. And they're saying, "We want the back. We want to look and see if these seat belts are on right. These kids are in the seats right." And one had horrible breath, and the woman was on a power trip. They were all acting crazed like they were wolves chasing down a sheep. And I just said, "Look, you don't have any probable cause. My children are belted in. They're my children. I care about them a lot more than you do. I go, you write me your ticket, and then you let me go back on my way." And they got all puffed up. But, I mean, you know, and I told him, I looked him right in the face when he was getting in my face, and I said, "Go ahead and arrest me then and show me I'm your slave. I don't care. You understand that? I don't care. I don't care. Okay? I'm a real American. You may be trained, and we've got the state federal training manuals, that the founding fathers are terrorists and America's bad and everything. Okay, fine. But the issue is, I'm done licking your boots. You work for a criminal government. The state's completely out of control, and you won't defend our borders, and all you're doing is out there revenue generating, and all over the country, state police, local police are announcing they won't respond to regular crime. They'll only respond to sucking our blood." And so, Sergeant Baker, out in Lakeway, Sergeant Yosemite Power Trip and Sam.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
How dare I, a lowly serf, a slave, dare approach royal state police, guardians of the bankers, guardians of the criminal government, and dare politely ask them what they were doing, basically blocking part of the road with their squad cars parked out on both sides of the street with a tent running around out in the street. How dare I? It's none of your business. Get out of here. Get in your car. And he was just baring his teeth and enjoying it. This is when I was being polite. But I gave him a look to let him know I wasn't a slave. And I'm letting him know right now, you're not going to be able to shut down the alternative media. Your federal bosses are trying to pass the Cybersecurity Act to shut down the web and shut down free speech. I don't want to tell bad police, people who are on power trips, people that get into it because they enjoy exercising power over people. Don't worry. You think you're big and bad and tough? Your bosses above you are going to take all your pension funds, and you're going to love it. They're already taking all the dead veterans' benefits, stealing them. That's mainstream news. They're already destroying the country, and they're going to destroy you right along with it. So you go ahead and think you're on the winning team. You go ahead and enjoy your embarrassing power trip. You know, why is it that big cops, I've never seen them be out of control. It's always midget men or little tiny women, and a lot of little cops are nice too, that are completely out of their minds because they got something to prove. And the way he said, it's Sergeant Baker. I mean, he said, it's Sergeant Baker. How about King Baker? How about God Baker? How about Creator of the World? I mean, how about, I mean, it's so embarrassing, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, here we are on more than 75 AM and FM stations, global shortwave, number one internet show in the world, number one podcast, one of the top channels on YouTube, hundreds of millions of views on YouTube alone. Of the top five or six downloaded films in history, three or four of them are mine. And my ego gets smaller. Oh, I'm aggressive. I'm confident. I'm assertive. But I realize the power I have. I realize the responsibility I have. And then some guy's mad, I guess, that he is 5 feet tall or whatever. And maybe people were mean to him in high school. I don't know. And I'm not a big guy. You know, I'm 5'10", 240 pounds. I mean, I guess I'm big muscle-wise. But the point is, what was so intimidating when a nice, good old boy walks up and, how you doing, troopers? What's going on here? You know, blocking the road. They're all over the street. They're out here with a tent set up. And that guy was just looking at me with hate. And that's what tyranny is. It's that entitlement. And I've been having demonstrations and rallies at the state capitol. I've been down there for more than 17 years, on air for 15. And those state police were so nice 10 years ago. They were listeners. They were all great. We've had rallies down there the last three or four years, and I'll walk over while somebody's speaking. Hey, how you doing, trooper? And they'll just leave me alone. I'm not talking to you. In fact, let me see your ID. We've got video of that with Aaron Dykes. Give me your ID. Because they are promoting the ones that hate the citizens. They are promoting the ones that are cowardly and weak and have no honor. They are promoting people who, I'm a sergeant. And you are a scumbag citizen. At the bottom of the barrel is citizens, then it's illegal aliens, then it's bureaucrats and cops, then it's bankers and crooks. And they can do whatever they want in this country. And that's what all the John Wayne outfits and the fancy uniforms are about. It's about status. You know, government is the status. And government is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You know who said that? George Washington, that I have FEMA on video in Kansas City, sent to me by a firefighter, to firefighters, police, and state police, with FEMA telling him George Washington was a terrorist. Government is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Like fire, not easily controlled. In fact, I'm paraphrasing that. We pull up the terrorist, according to these people, George Washington. You think George Washington would, somebody walked up to him when he was a militia commander and said, what's going on here? You guys got a checkpoint here on this dirt road. What's going on? You think he'd say, get out of here. It's none of your business. Get out of here. And I watch police. I see them pull over two middle-aged, one of them looked like she was 75, old women. Now, that's some other article about George Washington was a terrorist. Pull up George Washington, quote, government is a dangerous servant, fearful master. And then I can't remember the rest of the quote. I want to quote the terrorist properly. And I was ashamed for him. But see, the globalists want us to be ashamed of the police. This is the psychology. They train them to act like thugs. They train them to be abusive. They train them to violate rights. They train them to be callous. They train them to be an us-against-them mentality. Then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And the public starts disliking them. And the feds, with their training, say, see, they don't like you. You've all got to stick together. And it's basically gang mentality. It's the biggest street gang in the world, and it's growing and growing and growing and growing, and everything that's being done in the public schools and the airports and everywhere are these testing grounds, they admit, to train you to be a total prisoner. They found the quote. Let's put it back up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Let's read that quote again for people. Now, you're either with George Washington or you're against George Washington. You either think that's extremist talk or it isn't. Let's put it back on screen. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And government is now trying to be our master. Every other country in history turns into tyranny. Every other country has an elite come in that paramilitarizes the police and uses the military against the public. Every country sets up secret police and tattletale squads and demonization of people that don't like it. Every government seeks to control farms and ranches and agrarian areas to dominate the public. If you go down a checklist of tyranny, they are checking each box off repeatedly and adding new boxes. No one can deny that this country's in trouble. And I got news for the globalists and all their minions. It's over. The people are waking up. No amount of staged terror attacks, no amount of new wars, no amount of flu hysteria, no amount of the crises you create are going to put the genie back in the bottle. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men aren't putting your stinking little tyranny back together again. Congress can pass laws giving the UN control over our waterways and our lakes. You can pass laws to not let us drill water wells. People are just going to stop following what you have to say. And as you back them up against a wall, because you want to raise the taxes and put satellite tracker boxes on all the cars to track and trace us and control us, it isn't going to work. Okay? And they are psychologically profiling. Every time I mention this, people don't believe me. It's so outrageous. I don't blame you. In fact, guys, it's MSNBC's the first one that comes up. Man sues police department because IQ too high. Will pull up some of the articles. There's been many of these suits, and they tell them, your IQ is 102, which is just above average. And I mean, there's people with 190 IQs, folks. And so we're not going to hire you. That's a policy that was done secretly through federal funds about 20 years ago. It's now public. And now they're trying to lower it to 90. I mean, 90's not very smart, pretty dull. I mean, what, soon will they get folks with 70 IQs? Probably.
Me, boss, now, you don't ask Sergeant Baker question. You lick boots. You polish boots of Baker. You see my cowboy hat. I am tough. You don't ask me questions. You're supposed to be afraid of Sergeant Baker.
What was the other Thomas Jefferson quote? Another terrorist, according to, I guess, the state police and the filthy government we've got that's delusional and believes all its own propaganda. Liberty is a... Let me give you the exact quote. Guys, in fact, pull it up, double check me. Thomas Jefferson, when the government fears the people, we have liberty. When the government fears the people, we have liberty. When the people fear the government, we have tyranny. Thomas Jefferson. I'm going to continue to quote terrorists here on air. Okay? Remember, the feds are teaching nationwide that anything good is terrorism. And remember, the whole Homeland Security report sent to us by good state police and good federal marshal, good people, remember that national news said the entire Homeland Security apparatus is for conservatives, gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians. It's for you. You're told it's for men in caves that are funded by the CIA, that if you don't give your rights up, they'll come get you. No, it's for you. It's for you. And the police want you to know that. Now, a lot of them are good men and women and aren't going along with the programming, but the programming, the directive, is to slap us around like they're the pimp and we're the prostitute, and they're going to let us know. Put the quote back up for me, please. When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. And that doesn't say the quote. That's, somebody wrote that in an article. Somebody flipped the Thomas Jefferson. Oh, so that's a Thomas Jefferson quote, so I guess I flipped it. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. I mean, what do you think Thomas Jefferson would have thought if he was in a time machine and he was teleported to the morning of September 23rd, 2010, and if he could be floating around in the clouds, teleported into the future 200 plus years, and he sees Alex Jones pull over, park down a street, I'm in a neighborhood, and I politely walk up and put on my charm, and I was thinking, I hope they're good. I hope they're good. I want to find out, A, if this is an illegal checkpoint, but B, I want to see how they treat me. And I was thinking, man, I hope they're good, but I got a bad feeling. And I just said, hi, hey, troopers, how's it going? What's going on here? How dare an Al-Qaeda? How dare a combatant? How dare somebody that can talk? The citizens are supposed to drive by scared and see the cops and get scared and go in the checkpoints and be asked questions and be put in naked body scanners where they illegally record your genitals and then lied about it and got caught. It's a criminal government. They lie even when the truth would suit them better. And I politely was humiliated. But I wasn't humiliated in the way he thought. I was humiliated for this country. I was humiliated for my children's future. I was humiliated by petty nobodies put in thuggish positions of abusive power to boss citizens around with relish and enjoyment and treat me like trash. That guy was savoring baring his teeth. He was savoring his eyes, just gleaming with hatred, like I had, slapped his grandmother or something. I mean, this was anger and hate and disgust that I could barely even summon for my enemies. But it summoned in me just total disgust. But see, everybody doesn't have a syndicated radio show, one of the biggest on the planet. Yeah, here's video we're showing on screen of the state police when we're out there for a rally, coming over and saying, you don't videotape in America. Give me your ID. And boy, he had some disgust, but nothing compared to what this guy did. Fade up the audio of this guy talking to Aaron. From where you had it, it was good.
You don't have any of that. Because that's my job. I'm asking you again. Do you have an ID?
I have a driver's license.
Where is your driver's license at? I need to see it then.
All right. He sounds calm, but his eyes are angry. This cop was 100 times, I mean, seething with what I would call demonic hatred. Hey, what's going on here? What are you doing? I'm just seeing what's going on. It's none of your business. Get in your car. Get out of here. Get out of here. I mean, if this is the same type of angry energy that you would expect from Davy Crockett defending the Alamo. This is hatred you summon up when you're fighting for your life. And I guess he was fighting for his life because his life is being a thug. That's his way of life. And he felt it was threatened by a polite, congenial, well-dressed person having good feelings for him. And they think they're going to win. They think they're going to bring this country down. They think they've got it all figured out. At the surface of their consciousness, they're the guardians of us. But deep down with a control freak like Yosemite Sam, Sergeant Baker, he's probably already got a nickname like Yosemite Sam, because some of the other guys obviously knew who I was, and they were smiling at first and looking, and by the time I got in my car and drove back, he was up there just looking at me, calling in my plates. Oh, he was going to get me. Oh, yeah. Oh, and they got that Travis County sheriff to get behind me and let me know I'm being watched, boy. In fact, pull up the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania ad where they say, we're watching you with satellites. We're going to get our money from you. They want you to know that you're being watched. They want you to know you're being controlled. Remember, they denied the satellites were being used against citizens. Now they're harassing farmers and ranchers with it. It's always because it's the law. It's the rules. But then when the Federal Reserve gets up and Congress says, where's the trillions of dollars? They say, we're not going to tell you. No, you're there to protect the criminal status quo. And the status quo is getting worse. Let's go ahead and play this clip where they're intimidating us, letting us know we're being watched.
Miss Tom, you live just off of Fifth Street. Nice car, Tom. Nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes. Listen, Tom, we can make this easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
Find us before we find you. And they have these announcements nationwide. More than 10% of Texas has warrants out for them, all the petty stuff. They can't pay because we're imploding. And they run ads, Roundup, coming up next week. Roundup, Roundup. So when they have real political roundups, all the sheep have just heard the term Roundup over and over again. And, of course, again, Bloomberg reported last week that 6 million veterans going back to World War II, when they die, their death benefits are being stolen in agreement with the government and Prudential. So don't worry. You've been given power to shove us around and make us lick your boots because your masters are going to implode this country and carry out a Stalinistic operation. And your masters are going to come after you.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
Jeremy is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
I think the song says it all.
Some folks are born, made the way to fly.
Ooh.
Red, white, and blue. Red, yeah. White, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the chief.
tree, home of the brave. You don't politely ask police what they're doing in a neighborhood with a 7 squad cars, police running all over the street. Clearly some type of checkpoint. And by the way, I've only been on that road a few times. It seems I see state police doing stuff there a lot of the time. I don't know what they're doing out there, and I'm not allowed to find out as a scumbag citizen. I'm here to pay the taxes and lick boots. I have mainstream news articles in my stack today where they're giving people jail time and $1,000-a-day fines for grass that's over 3 inches all over the country, where they're arresting people for gardens in their backyards. They want to make you criminal. That's what tyranny does. And that state police creature, I said, hey, I'm just asking why what you're doing. And he said, hey, you're parked illegally. I said, get out of here. By the way, I wasn't parked illegally. It was a neighborhood. I was parked on the side of a neighborhood, one-lane street, off a two-lane street in a neighborhood with a bunch of state police crawling all over it. And then this morning, Jaron goes in to buy a Gatorade in South Austin. And some guy, whacked out of his mind, is trying to break into his truck. He walks out and says, stop. Starts yelling at him for several minutes. The guy's able to get into his truck. Is yelling that it's his car. Starts attacking Jaron. Jaron has to knock him out. And then the police show up and say, I heard you yelling, saw this going on. One of the cops were right there on Lamar and just drove past because there was no money to be made. Look, police, you live in this country. Have you studied Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia? Do you know about countries going bad? Do you know about what the Redcoats were doing to our ancestors when they stood up to them? Do you understand that? I mean, I have mainstream news articles on PrisonPlanet.com today where all over the country, the federal government and foreign intelligence agencies are compiling lists of mainline Second Amendment groups, and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports that the one group is headed up by a state representative, and he's on the list. And, of course, came out in England that the parliament is spied on by MI5. The parliament is the government, but the bureaucracy is the real government. And all these crook politicians are taking the federal training to their police to treat us like trash. So don't say you weren't warned. If we can't save this country and this planet, a lot of it rests on you, police, because you're where the rubber meets the road, and you are shameful when you act like that lunatic. Now, I'll say this. I've had the good luck of not having too many wrecks in the last 20 years, but the two wrecks I've had, one time blown off the road by a tornado, the state police of Texas pulled up outside Fredericksburg, it actually went in Stonewall, were fans of the show, were incredibly helpful, helped pick up the stuff out of the Tahoe that was all wrecked and smashed. My paperwork were very nice and very helpful. And I was in another wreck, and the state police were very nice. I was speeding 10 miles over the speed limit, and a black DPS guy pulled me over in Temple and said, well, you were so polite, Alex, I'm going to let you go. I mean, look, I don't want to be your enemy. I'm sure you'd be nice to go fishing with, Sergeant Baker, but you ought to really look in the mirror and ask yourself why you're out of control. Because I bet your grandparents, I bet Papa Smurf would be ashamed of you. I bet your granddaddy would be ashamed of you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.